Hello everybody, I hope you're doing great. Today it's 23rd of March and 4th of February. And it's 11:16 p.m. Well, I hope you're doing great and enjoy your time, your free time in home with listening podcasts, especially English podcasts, watching movie or reading books or anything that you like it to do in home. Well, let's start. I want to talk about The Art of Tipping. It was from 6 Minute English, the website of BBC. And Catherine and Sam talked about tipping. And what is exactly the meaning of tipping? Well, Sam said tipping means giving extra money for certain jobs to the people. And Catherine said, I wouldn't put it like that. It means I wouldn't say like that. Put in these sentences means say. Well, but Catherine said, yes, giving extra money to people for doing their certain jobs. So is it actually good or not? And is it common in Iran or not? But I think it's not really common in Iran to give an extra money. And I haven't seen that in my whole life until now. Maybe I will see like giving extra money. But it's really common in foreign country, like, I don't know, USA, UK, especially in European country. Well, but I hate giving extra money. If I want to buy something, for example, it's $1 million. I paid all of the money for the things that I wanted. If I had, I don't have $1 million. Because it's, for example, it's value. It's valuable things. But I never actually give only $1 and giving extra money for a person who wants, for example, things that I wanted to buy. And I don't know what should I do if I was not in another country, or if I want to go abroad and travel to another country, for example, in London. It's a nightmare for me. I don't know how to tip, who to tip, paying by cash or card, because it's different, and I will tell you. For example, in London, you don't need to give extra money to waitresses or waiters or taxi drivers. In some places, like the restaurants, it usually added to your bill, so you don't need to give extra money. And it's actually cultural, and it's different from place to place. It differs from place to place. For example, in New York, it's you don't have to give extra money, and there is no things that we say, for example, added on your bill. No, it doesn't happen in New York. But there is a tacit pressure. You know what's meaning of tacit pressure? Tacit means the things that you can't see, but it's common and it happened. There's a tacit pressure that you don't need to pay, but you should pay, because everyone know that you should pay that. And like this. And then Catherine asked Sam a question about what is the biggest tip that someone who gave to another person. I will give you two choice. Is it first one? Is it A, $250,000, or is it B, $3 million? So what do you think? I'll give you 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Well, the answer that you can say I'll go for, it means I choice, it's B. It's, believe or not, a whopping of $3 million. Yeah, that's strange, but someone gave $3 million to another person. It was one of the biggest tips in the world that someone gave. And that's it. We've talked about tipping, what's exactly, and I've told you it differs from place to place. It's cultural. In New York, there's a tacit pressure. In London, the tip usually added to the bill, and that's it. Thanks for your spending your time for this audio, and have a good time, and bye.